Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Are you worried about your kids texting and driving? Of course you are, because texting and distracted driving is replacing drunk driving as the leading cause of fatalities in cars. And we know that it's number one for kids between the ages of like 15 and 20. I'm terrified with my new 15-year-old driver. He knows he's not even allowed to have his phone. It's got to go in the trunk so that he's not distracted from the vibrating and buzzing. My guest today is Todd Davis. He's the CEO of Drive Alert. Welcome to the show, Todd. I'm just going to start by saying you rock. Tell us what Drive Alert now is, because, wow, what a problem this is.
Yes, thank you for having me. Drive Alert now is a device, actually a hardware device, that plugs into the car, the onboard computer in the car. Takes about 2 minutes to do it. Very simple. And it interfaces with the Bluetooth, so when the wheels of the car are in motion, it immediately shuts the cell phone down in the car, leaving it useless. Except you can always dial 911, and you can always dial your parent or administrator of it. It also monitors the phone to make sure that the application or the device isn't being tampered with. It will send out an immediate text or email to the parent if the device is being tampered or being tried to taken out of the vehicle. And the parent can actually set speed limits for the car as well. And if the car breaks that speed limit, the parent is immediately notified with an email and a text as well.
There's
a bunch of other features in there. You can always look where the car is, the GPS. You go on the site, you plug in your admin or your password code, and you can see exactly where that vehicle is real time, how fast it's traveling, where it's been, where it's going, as well as stopping any texting or phone calls, emails, and voicemails as well.
Okay, so
and
Todd,
you don't lose them.
If you
store them for you.
That's good. So if an email or kids don't email, I don't know what I'm talking about. If a text comes in while these kids are driving, do they hear? Because all day my son's phone is like zzz, zzz, zzz.
No, that's distraction. That's a distraction as well. So basically what we did is it shuts the phone down completely. So you never even hear that text coming in, because what happens is when that person that is texting the driver, when that text goes like through the air, so to speak, we catch it, we intercept it, and we bounce a message back to that person saying, I'm currently driving, I will call you when I've stopped the vehicle.
God,
and then
what
as soon as the vehicle stops, we release all those texts and or messages, and they go right to the phone.
Wow, that's so awesome. Now, I know that certain of our population will say it's too intrusive. You're not starting from a place of trust. And we do a show here, Todd, for the American Academy of Pediatrics. And we talk about texting and communication with our children and starting from that place of trust. I am a parent of a new driver. And I'd like to say I'm going to start from a place of trust. But I also know that when I'm not in the car with him, he's going to be more likely to just look down and see who just, you know, sent him something.
Absolutely. I mean,
is this too intrusive?
It's an epidemic.
Is it too lack of trusting? Is it too going through their drawers looking for things kind of thing?
Oh, because it won't. You don't have to have necessarily the ability as the administrator or the parent to read the texts. Okay. You can if you want to. There's an option and a feature in the software that will allow the parent to do that, okay? But the best part about it is you don't have to. You can take that option, turn it on or turn it off. But you do know that that person is driving safely. And they're concentrating on driving, which is what they're supposed to be doing behind the wheel. And, you know, I have a teenager as well. And you know what? It doesn't really matter to me if I think it's going to be a little bit intrusive. It's going to save their life. So what's that worth? What's that worth? I mean,
now what about cars that don't have Bluetooth enable? I mean, like if we're driving, my car's a 1999 or a 2000, and what if the cars don't have automatic Bluetooth in there? Is this not usable?
No, it's usable. It's usable. Any car that after 1995 has the diagnostic port beneath the steering wheel. Essentially, when you go in to get your car serviced, they plug something into the car to do all the testing and diagnostics. That same port is where our hardware device plugs in. So it's very simple. It's you go on the site, you would get a link to download a certain application to the phone, and then there's a hardware device as well. And I have to stress this. This is not a phone app, okay, that are available online, okay, something completely different, because those phone apps work off of the GPS satellite, and they do not work, because you don't always get a signal from the satellite, okay, especially if you had bad weather or there's bad coverage, which means you can use the phone. This is different. This is an actual device that shuts the phone off and uses the motion of the wheels to turn it on and turn it off.
What about other phones in the car, Todd?
The other phones in the car are still enabled. They're not blocked. It's only the phone that you pair, the driver's phone, that you pair with the device.
Okay, so someone in the back seat can still be busy cruising on the internet or texting their friends or whatever it is they want to do. But the person driving, if that's the phone that you pair with it, that's the phone that will be disabled.
Yes, and you can pair up to three phones as well.
Wow.
Now, I'll tell you something that's even more exciting as well that we're coming out with. It's our new generation of products coming out. Is going to be an alcohol sensor and a seatbelt sensor as well, all tied into that system. So you'll know if there's open alcohol in the car has been detected, THC as well, and also if the lap belt has been engaged or is not engaged and the car is moving. And it all ties into that monitoring system.
What about obnoxious friends that the parents don't like? Will you have one for them too so we can pair up one of them and see?
I'll work on that one next.
Yeah, work on that one, the friends we don't like. And so the door will automatically lock and that friend can't get in the car.
Right.
Or music we don't like. There's another one. See, I'm helping you with your business, Todd. See how I'm doing that? Okay, so how it works, it's not an app. It's an actual hardware something.
Yes.
You pair it.
It's a hardware device.
Is
this? It's not an app. There's a ton of apps on the internet.
Yeah,
the RAR. Download.
Yeah.
But
now, is
they,
this affordable?
They don't work necessarily.
Of course, you know, anything is affordable when it keeps our kids alive, because that's my biggest fear in the world. But give us a ballpark.
Well, if you go on the site, you can call your local car dealer and see if it's offered yet to the dealerships. We've been signing up dealerships throughout the country. But you can always go online to www.drivealertnow.com. And you can leave your information. Someone will call you back and talk to you about the pricing. Now, the pricing for the hardware is $149. And then you pay $13.95 a month for the monitoring. As it all turns out, it essentially costs you 30 cents a day over a period of time.
That's
so
nothing.
Think about that.
No, that's nothing.
Is that
nothing.
Worth
that's
your child's
fantastic.
Life?
That's It or, certainly is. Know, we have 30 seconds here, Todd. Best advice and your website again in big, loud letters.
www.drivealertnow.com.
Drivealertnow.com. I think this is fantastic. It's definitely something every parent should think about. Yes, we want to start out from a place of trust with our kids, but boy, we sure know what those phones are doing to them. They're keeping them from doing homework. They're keeping them from getting a good night's sleep, and they're helping to cause fatalities that you can't even think about it. So
yes.
This is definitely one more little bit in the arsenal for parents to keeping our kids safe and healthy. DriveAlertNow.com. We have more great show coming up for you. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned. We're talking about delayed sleep phase insomnia and night owls. Are you one of those? Sleep contributes to many lack of sleep. That's what we're talking about.